Hey, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I am here with acclaimed actor and director John Turturro. The Brooklyn native is known for his roles in Do the Right Thing, Barton Fink, and The Big Lebowski, and recently starred in and directed the film Fading Gigolo, which also features Woody Allen. And today we're going to be talking about some of the songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Welcome, John.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Let's dive on into it. What's the first song that you're going to share with us today?
The first song I selected was Take a Little Piece of My Heart. There's two different versions that I always loved, Janis Joplin and the Dusty Springfield version. And I did use both versions in the film that I directed and wrote, Romance and Cigarettes. And Susan Sarandon sort of sang along with the church choir behind her. But it was a song that, it was always about, a woman and all the things that the woman did for a man, and she was going to show the man how tough she was. And it reminded me of my mom in a way, because a lot of the women from her generation, had to go through this kind of story. And it was sort of at the advent of, women's lib.
Did you write this song into the film? I mean, was that something that kind
yes.
of came to mind?
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote that film, I used music sort of as the characters unconscious. The characters would sort of burst into song, singing along with their own private soundtrack as a way to articulate how they felt or escape or something they would like to do or to get away from the world that they were in. And that's what, music, especially popular songs, do for people. It's a mode of emotional transportation for many people, especially people who don't get to go different places and don't have that kind of money to do those kind of things, and music helps take you other places.
Okay, we just heard Take a Little Piece of My Heart. I'm sitting here with John Turturro. And John, what is the next song you've got for us?
Well, this is a song from a famous opera, Verdi's Il Trovatore. It's called Di Quella Pira, and it was an album that we had. It was 40 tenors all singing the same song. And it's a kind of wild song. This guy is trying to save his mother from being burned at the stake. And meanwhile, he's sort of in love with this other woman, but he has to leave her. And on this recording, there's these two high Cs. Caruso plays around with how long he can hold the high C. And I think it's one of the longest high Cs ever recorded. I think the duration of like 14 or 15 seconds. And so it was something that I heard growing up. And all my uncles and my father would criticize all the various tenors who would crack, who couldn't hold it. And it brought me a lot of laughter. And on top of all of it, I was in a film. I played an opera singer called The Man Who Cried in the late 90s with Johnny Depp and Cate Blanchett and Christina Ricci. And I actually got to sing this song with Salvatore Lisitra, who has since passed away, on the Paris stage, opera house. And it was really like a thrill for me, to do it, because I was thinking about my family, just go full circle with the whole song. And the song is Di Quella Pira from Verdi's Il Trovatore.
Okay, we heard from Verdi's Il Trovatore, and next we've got a Frank Sinatra song. Why don't you tell us about why you selected this one?
Well, my mother was a giant Frank Sinatra fan, and she would have all his records, you know, in the old cases, which were on the 78s, which I still actually have many of, you know, the original Columbia recordings. But this particular album, I think, is one of the great albums that he ever made, maybe the best album in the wee small hours of the morning. And it's really, you know, it's about a lost love. And there's something about it there's a beautiful story, the lyrics are beautiful, the melody is beautiful, and the sentiment of it, it just lands. And there's many, many beautiful versions of it. But I picked this one because my mother was a gigantic Sinatra fan and, you know, it was a big part of our growing up, even though my father was very jealous of him.
But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name.
That was Frank Sinatra with the song I Get Along Without You Very Well. I'm sitting here with John Turturro. And what do we got next?
The next one I chose the instrumental Alex North theme from Spartacus, which has been covered by a lot of great jazz musicians. But that's a film that had a big impact on me as a little boy. And the love theme of the film between Kirk Douglas and Gene Simmons, it's one of my favorite love themes in a movie. Me and my friends, we would make swords and shields and act out the whole Spartacus story. And then I read the book, and I think it was a movie that kind of turned me on to, you know, to acting in a way. And it just had a big emotional impact on me. And I think the music was part of that. And it was used very well by Stanley Kubrick in the film. And it reminds me of a real pure type of love between these two people, you know, who have all these obstacles between them because they're slaves. It definitely changes, and there's a lot of variation within it, but tremendous, like, delicacy, and it doesn't tell you how to feel exactly. You don't feel the manipulation like you do sometimes in movie music.
Okay, we just heard the Spartacus theme with the legendary John Turturro. And John, I'm really liking this next selection that you have for us. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it's a song that lots of people know. It's Man's Man's World by James Brown. I guess he's one of the co-writers of it. I like the lyrics. I like that he says, man made the car, you know, to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load, you know. And he goes on about all the things that man made, like Noah made the ark. But, you know, there wouldn't be anything, you know, without a woman or a girl. And I like the sentiment of it that you need somebody to share your accomplishments with. And I think he's had a lot of influence until today. You hear his influence. I mean, when you hear some of his early songs, you realize he was doing rap before there was official rap. There wouldn't probably be that without James Brown. You know, the way he danced, the way he sang, his whole persona. And he's just part of my musical unconscious. Carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world.
We just heard a song from James Brown. It's A Man's 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 World. as selected by our guest, John Turturro. John, thank you so much for joining us here on KCRW.com.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be on a radio station that plays great music.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
Everything he can. You know that man makes money.